Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
South Carolina, We have Dr. A as opposed to being home, but she's in the Midwest under a blizzard. And the signal for her getting out there is very likely. So she's been having problems with her phone and the signal all day long. So we just gonna go ahead and I got the man from Canada on the line. We're going to discuss a few things of what's going on in Canada and this snowstorm that's going to hit South Carolina 4:00 in the morning. And then we'll go from there. So, how you doing tonight?
Oh, good. Great. Canada, we're expecting ups and downs. Very, very cold temperatures and very, very warm temperatures.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I know y'all are this.
These, from the beginning of the winter, since mid-December, half of this have been looking right at their each other's eyes, eh? From minus, we're in Celsius here, from minus 35 to plus 12 degrees.
What?
Minus 35 Celsius about 10 days ago to plus 12 degrees just about 4 days ago.
Yay.
So we had a nice snow cover, and then it all disappeared, and it all reappeared after.
Golly! Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad because I heard on the news today, Nathan. You know, like I'm a weatherman. You know, like I spend my whole time in the military as a military weatherman, and temperatures of minus 71 degrees in northeast Russia. Minus 71 degrees Celsius is something I have never heard of my entire meteorological life.
What?
Minus 71 degrees Celsius.
Yesterday.
The coldest I've seen in my career was minus 60 at the coldest in Churchill Falls near Hudson Bay.
How did it survive?
I'm a bit perplexed, you know, talking about climate warming, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's And I don't want what we're gonna get hit with again. In the morning, because I know that it shut down Orangeburg completely. It shut it down for 4 days.
I've always had quite a positive. It has a positive effect on me. Snowflakes, snow storms, snow whatever. Because you know when you wake up in the morning and it's all white. It's full, clean, and it's just like the nature turned virgin overnight, eh?
I agree with you on
that. I have three border collies, and when it's melting down, you know, like every time they get back to the house, it's really sloppy, you know?
Yeah.
But when it's full covered and it's minus 10, minus 15 Celsius, they go outside and they come back totally clean, a few flakes of snow on their coat, and that's all.
Wow.
So I love snow. I love when winter comes in and stays in for the whole winter.
Wow. Wow, that's too cold for me.
I know Dr. Lally doesn't like too much cold weather either, right?
No, and she in a blizzard out there now. They're really having a bad snowstorm there, you know. Really bad. Yeah. So, but, okay, so now the lakes is frozen over, right? So you can't do no testing on the lakes no more to see how the our product is working on the lakes, huh?
Yeah, I have met a cousin of mine. Actually, he's married to my cousin, And mm-hmm. this guy that I've known for a while, I didn't know he transferred from the dairy business to the quick chicken business, you know, like within a month, you know, they raise a chicken to be barbecued, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really sincere in opening up his chick farms for me to I would say, insulate with our nanotechnology, you know.
Oh yeah.
So it'd be fine, yeah, because he's going through about 100,000 of these chickens every year, and he's got six lots of them per year. So what he would have to evaluate all this is the rate of growth, and actually a business like this, it's what it boiled down to be after a year, after a sixth lot, what it boiled down to give him and his business, how much it cost per chicken, how much each chicken produced, clear, right?
Right.
So if we're saving a bit of electricity because of the nanotechnology, because there is less resistance in the electrical field, you know, we're speaking, and if chickens are behaving at the best, you know, with no electrical stress, no electrical pollution stress, and they're feeding and their feeding costs less to bring them up to that market level, you know.
Yeah.
So if I succeed in doing this, I think within a year, even within 6 months, because it'd be three lots gone through, within a year, I should get really relevant data on that.
Okay.
I'm throwing out the line in almost all directions with this, you know.
I see that.
Along with that, or parallel to that, I am becoming somewhat of an expert in radon gas measuring, you know, and trying to find solutions for houses with this problem, right?
Okay.
So whenever I get people's attention about radon, because they're more inclined to listening to me if I talk about radon, because the government talks about radon, and awareness is up with the radon problematic, you know. And if I get their attention, then I can speak to them about the amplifying result of having both electrical pollution and radon gas, you know.
Okay.
So if I find a house that has really high level of radon gas, I will warn them to harmonize their home, you know, to begin with, eh?
Right.
And then mitigate the house for the radon gas. And I'm trying to find a way to do that without having to go through enormous expenses, eh?
Right.
So my house, I do have radon gas, right?
Your house has
and I
radon
didn't know
gas.
That before we've been talking about with Dr. Lally about this and the meter that we can buy for a couple of $100 on Amazon, you know. And then I bought this meter for a client of mine that has a serious health problem, and I never thought, you know, like, not me, I don't have the problem, of course, for sure, eh? Right.
Right.
So I said, one time he asked here, I said, why not check in case it might be, and all. And to begin with, I'm on the rock solid type of a house, eh? And uranium and decomposing uranium comes from rock normally, you know?
Yeah.
So I checked it out, and I have right now 4.5 times the level considered to be safe with the World Health Organization. 4.5 times.
What?
I have the World Health Organization. I work by meter, cubic meter per, no. I work by units of cubic liter. and I have 100. Yeah, they call this Becquerel. I have 100 Becquerel. The World Organization is calling for 100, no more. And I have 466.
What?
Yeah, so therefore, radon presence actually creates lung problems, you know?
Yeah.
So I have tried to make a chimney from my lowest point in my basement to get it out, and it didn't work, just working on pressure change, eh? But
mm-hmm.
today I installed one of these bathroom fans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I installed that on a 3-inch tube, and I'll see within a couple of days what my readings will be. And if it's not working the way I want, I'll just put a bigger blower on it, you know?
Yeah.
Just to siphon the radon gas and eliminate it through my chimney, you know?
Yeah.
Through my stove chimney. From the base
right.
of the stove chimney. If it works, it will be the easiest and most economical way for me to present this to people so that they can actually do it themselves, you know?
Yeah.
No, we're not here to steal people off, you know? We're here to help people, right?
Right, right.
So I don't want to go into... you know, paying thousands of dollars and become a professional and be part of an order, you know, and then when I mitigate people, it costs them $5,000, you know.
Yeah.
If I can do mm-hmm. it, if these people can do it for $500, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's just what I'm up to at the same time.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, because especially since I've been aware, I became aware of the fact that both combined, you know, like radon gas present, and that was the problem with Dr. Lali, is her journey with this, nanotechnology that she discovered and all this. And when you have EMF, electromagnetic fields, high levels of it in your house, and at the same time you have radon gas,
mm-hmm.
then both of them are silent killers, you know, especially when they're together.
Right.
So, therefore, this is why I figure out I might as well treat both at the same time. If people
right.
don't have radon gas, perfect, then we'll work on EMF, you know.
Right. That's right.
Anybody else came on the line since we've been talking?
No, you know, it's cold. When it get cold like this, Ida said she was going to tune in, but maybe she's still on the highway. I don't know, because she got to drive a distance now, so from work, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody else tuning in tonight. It's me and you. I think that's a lot of information you already put out there already about this radon gas and the way you're trying to resolve this problem with it. It's fast.
Life is full of experiences, eh?
Right.
And no, nothing really is true in every person's life until you make the experiment or you have an experience with it, eh?
Right.
Until you do that, it's all theory, you know.
Right.
So my philosophy, Nathan, is about this, you know. You know, like there's a lot of scientific data on and measures on in this world, you know. But if it doesn't give results, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we may not have a lot of scientific backgrounds on what we do. But the results are there, eh?
Right.
And what counts the most, eh?
The results.
It's having a really solid scientific background to back what we're saying. And
right.
and when we apply it, it doesn't work at all. And it costs a lot of money. Or we cannot come up with that type of scientific approach or document, but it works. It relieves the problem, or it removes the problem, you know.
Right.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in the old times, up to lately, people have always worked on results, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just lately that we have to prove everything through a scientific world, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is crazy. Especially when you see that there's a lot of times there is no result to it. It's just a waste of time and a waste of money, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I say sometimes as an example, I say, I meet a lot of people that, you know, like highly educated, and they say, well, especially working in this field of nanotechnology, you see, give me a scientific proof of all this, you know?
Oh.
And they go on about this. See? I said to them sometimes, I said, I'll give you an example with two really powerful verbs, love and hate.
Oh.
But prove to me, yeah, it's just like if you were saying to me, prove me that love exists, you know? Prove me that hatred exists. Well, I say I cannot prove it exists, but I can prove, I can show you the result of both, you know?
Yeah.
What it does in an environment when you have love and when you have hatred, eh?
That's it.
But you cannot scientifically prove love, and you cannot prove hatred, eh?
That's it. You're right.
So, to me, it's just to explain to them there is things that we cannot prove. But the results are there, you know.
The results are there.
The nanotechnologies of Dr. Lally, I've been testing so many people in so many environments that I know it gives the result that it's invented to do, you know.
And but some more.
We cannot put it through the trials of a scientific board, you know.
Right.
You know, they have to dismantle the whole thing, just like they were to say to me, we're going to dismantle this emotion or this whatever that is called love, eh?
Right.
You can't dismantle that, eh?
No.
So this is why we I worked principally with honest people and with trust and with results, you know. Lately... So a lot of times there is coincidence, you know. Like I had a client back in October who actually couldn't drive his car anymore because he's 62 years old. He works as a land survey, and he couldn't drive anymore because he was seeing double vision in his life. You know, like he was seeing two things instead of one, or one and a half.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So his wife had to drive him to work, and he saw me at the Ecosphere show in Magog, and he was caught by this board saying, "Is your house killing you?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to talk, and then I was invited to go and evaluate his property.
Mm-hmm.
And happens like a really nice couple. She was retired just lately, and he was still on the workforce. And they had did renovation for about $70,000 on a home, a nice home. But there was a lot of invested in electrical systems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So blue light this, blue light LED light this, you know, LED lights. And a lot of things that were actually creating an overload of EMF, you know.
Mm.
So I evaluated both of them in this house. And, you know, sometimes when you get a bit older and you feel you start to feel uncomfortable, whatever, he bought an electrical bed, you know. It's a good chance it was not an electrical chair, but he bought an electrical bed. And
right.
I measured him just, you know, one of these type of hospital bed, you know, that you can move around, but it's all wired up, you know.
Yeah.
So So I measured him on this, and he had his not mobile phone, but wireless phone on his night table, all bad things, right?
Sure.
So I evaluate him on every corner of his house, and he was actually being drawn by this EMF, electromagnetic fields in his home, right? So I actually made a deal with him, and we just harmonized the home with the solely business, you know, just a solely. Mm. Solely in the window and solely in the, on the panel with a QW 2x2, okay? And lo and behold, no, it's not the first time it happens to me. It became 100% solid on every corner of his house.
What?
He became solid like rock in every corner of his home. So, of course, I sold them a package deal with four biobalancers for him, his wife, and a few to give as a gift for Christmas, you know. But anyway, a month and a half after, I just called her for a follow-up, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And when this health problem occurred in August, he actually went out and started a medical I would say he was followed by a doctor, right, a medical doctor. And I didn't know at the time. It seemed to me that the couple had like a dead end with this. So medical made some checks and all this. But a month and a half after I harmonized the home, she was really happy. The medical field actually found a solution. He started to on some kind of a medication, and his problem actually disappeared.
Yeah.
It's quite a coincidence, right?
Mm.
It's not every day that medical treatment works right off the bat like this, you know?
Right.
Okay. So when I, before I left his place in October, when I installed the harmonizing system there, I started to talk about heavy metal intoxication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when people wear glasses, metal frame glasses, it actually it plays like antenna on your around your brain, right? So that
right.
doesn't help somebody that sees double vision, right?
Right.
And on top of that, this man, the 62-year-old man, had all his teeth, but it was all full of lead fillings.
Mm.
So I said, I think you got your problem right there. You have three antennas on your brain. So therefore, when I harmonize their home, actually stopped the negative effect of the EMF on his brain, you know, and his health got restored by itself. But of course, who actually gets the credit? The medical field, because he started a treatment or some kind of pill, you know.
Right.
But the woman, she was really honest with me. She said, you know, it's hard to prove otherwise, but I said, I really believe in what you are doing. You know, she's not too medically orientated, eh? She's a sovereign person, you know. And she can think by herself, eh? So I was pleased to hear that. So, you know, didn't help, eh? But it's really subtle. It's really subtle what it does to people when you are living into an harmonized area or world, or your life is harmonized. You know, it's really subtle because the negative effect of EMF presence is creeping on your life. Eh? It's just creeping like a snake in your basement. You know. You don't hear it, you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't even smell it, you know, until you are affected by it. like this guy with the double vision. So he's really happy that he restored his vision back. He got his vision back, you know. So this is why I'm really encouraged into finding ways and means to get to people with this, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of education.
Yes, it is.
From what I consider, what I've been doing for the last few years, you know. It's not convincing people. It's just educating people. And people, when they're well-educated, you don't have to convince them anymore.
No. That's right.
So anyway, I just wanted to cover the floor a bit. You know, I just...
Oh, that was wonderful information. I'm pretty sure somebody going to listen to this and get inspired from it. And hit us back. That's what's going to happen. That's what it's all about. You know, sometimes what we say on here, it reaches somebody somewhere. Always do.
Yeah, somebody tunes in and somebody act on this, and it could change their lives, you know.
That's it. Definitely.
This is what happened to me in a way. This is what happened to Dr. Lally. This is what happened to people that are searching for a solution and letting the solution come to you, you know?
That's it.
Because every day that goes by, there is problems that comes with it.
That's it.
And with every problem that comes, there is a solution. But if you're closed up to the solution, thinking that there is no problem actually being created as the time goes, like EMF, pollution, this is something we really talked about 25 years ago, you know. But microwave business was coming in or creeping in into our lives. Look at today. You don't even see a TV show or series or whatever. There is no mobile phone in it, eh?
That's it.
You know, like if you're looking at a show, you don't really know when it was turned or what period of in the past they talk about. You just look at the tools they use. If they don't use mobile, that's 20 years ago, you know.
All righty then. You're going to go ahead and close up. You'll be back next week. If I don't be on that school song. If I can get on the air, I was having trouble Sunday night getting on the air, but I'm here tonight, and we had a wonderful show. I appreciate all the good information that was given, and we will be back next week. If you have anything else you want to add to the, that you think you might have missed.
Thank you very much, Nathan, for being such a good listener. And whoever else has actually been listening to my stories.
Right. And they're going to be listening at your story for the next year. Yeah. Next week after that, the week after that. I post them on Facebook and Twitter. So it's out there. Yeah. Somebody going to hear it. Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, Nathan.
You have a good night, too.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back next week with more information that can help people to move in the right direction. If you have a problem, especially in your electrical system, just radon gas, and we do have radon gas in the United States also. If you got rocks under your house, in your soul, you can have a radon problem. So I advise you to get checked, especially people with these basements. You never can know what's in there. I'll see you next week, same time, with Dr. A, our friends from Canada, giving good information on what's happening in Canada. Wow. That weather is something out there this week. So be safe, put on a lot of clothes, and drink a lot of fluids. This is Nathan saying good night.
Don't go and talk about my father.